This is a Collider.com audio interview.
I have to ask, what was the first thing you did once you got the role to really learn about Robert Hansen? And then once you did, how much research did you do to get him inside of you?
Well, as a rule, it usually takes 3 or 4 readings for me to really be interested in. If I'm interested in a script, I'll read it 3 or 4 times before I make a strong decision. This is unusual. It took 1 reading. Fortunately, the people that I work with at Paradigm Agency, this script came to me a little bit earlier than it usually did with the acting community. So we talked with Billy Ray, the director, and asked if he was interested in my coming aboard. And I believe Billy then approached Universal and asked them, did this sound like an okay thing with them? And they backed and supported me. And the great thing was to realize about 4 to 6 weeks later, once word got around this community that we had a good script, there were some very big names knocking at Universal's door to see if they might be able to knock me out of that position. But Billy and Universal stayed with me and feel very fortunate. There was the first step certainly was to find if there was any research material, and there turned out to be a lot. I looked around the house and I, trying to refresh my memory because this was coming up, and I ran into at least five of the books that I used, and they are pretty in-depth studies about Hansen from his childhood all the way to his capture. And they were very, very helpful. And then, of course, we had the true Eric O'Neill made himself available for about a week before we started shooting, and both Ryan and I would spend anywhere from 10 to 12 hours a day peppering him with all sorts of questions and just any bits of information he could give about Robert Hansen and then their relationship for that period that he was shadowing Hansen. So there was a lot to draw from.
Were you at all intimidated by playing a real character rather than a fictional character?
The intimidation was to, though there were some pretty embarrassing and treacherous acts committed, I still felt responsible and respectful of primarily Hansen's family. No doubt this is a terrible embarrassment for the country and his wife Bonnie and his children, and I think the script handled some rather embarrassing aspects of that. I think they handled it very tastefully. But intimidated, no.
Was there ever any question of you visiting Hansen in prison, in solitary?
That would be impossible. He's in a supermax prison. And I believe to this day he's caused so much trouble with the amount of information he gave the Soviets over a 15-year period that from time to time he may well still be interrogated on occasion. I don't know. I mean, I saw a documentary on the prison where I believe he is, and I don't know if they are granted reading material or televisions. I don't believe they are. But who knows? You know, he may have some friends in the guards there, and he may get to view it someday. I don't know.
And finally, was the Catherine Zeta-Jones still true?
Yes. Yeah.
Billy was saying a little bit earlier about the tone of the religious aspect of the character, and you know, playing it so that it didn't appear that that was the reason why he was the way he was, but that was just kind of part of who he was.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, I was just wondering if you had any theories yourself on why he did it. After reading all, you know, the research that you did on it, if you have theories about why he did what he did.
Well, when he was captured, they certainly did a pretty thorough psychological evaluation of him. And if memory serves me, I think we played on probably four possibilities touching on why he did this, why he did what he did. And some of the psychiatrists interview, I remember some quotes suggesting that the roots of this may well have begun concerning the relationship with his father and started at an early age. I mean, this book that he read, he claims when he read it at 14, it was actually at age 24. But I think another motivating factor that I try to justify, that I just used as a possibility, I believed him to be truly a very committed, dedicated, religious person. And in that study, they suggested that he had very strong psychological demons that he was dealing with. He was terrified of failure, of not looking good in the eyes of his wife and his children. He expected to rise higher than he did in the FBI. I think he did rise, but only to a certain level. And because of his intelligence and his working knowledge of early computers of that time, he was placed in a position where he ended up not being one of the guy FBI, but sitting in front of a monitor and reading reports, and I think that may have been real discouraging to him, and probably very irritating. I think probably angered him quite a bit.
Was there a lot of discussion with Billy about the portrayal of the religious part of him, and that was just part of who he was? I mean, did you guys talk about that a lot in terms of, you know, his religion being part of who he was? But yeah,
Billy and I touched on that. That was more my responsibility to go how far I went, and my I'm not Catholic. My wife is, and a friend of our, another actor friend, Patty Clarkson, because we're going to be working with her, she gave the house a call, and Marianne picked up the phone, and it was a Saturday night, and Patty said, "Well, what are you guys doing tonight?" And Marianne said, "I'm teaching Chris the rosary." God, I had no idea how lengthy a rosary could be and how involved it was, you know, but the religious aspect was all my responsibility to how serious and what religious fervor he held for Opus Dei and the Catholic religion. Yeah.
Okay.
Hi. If you could talk a little bit about Ryan, and we heard that you auditioned with 4 or 5 top young actors, and what was it about him, and what did you think of him on the set?
Yeah, I did come over to, came over to Los Angeles. We had, I think we were looking at working with six actors for throughout the day, and we found a little soundstage with a garage door because we were working inside and outside on some scenes. Boy, I mean, the six talents that they chose were, you all would recognize them. You all know who they are, or would know who they were. But it was, you know, it just came out that Ryan was the better performance of all of them, and that was Billy's choice. The working relationship was just terrific in that we had some very strong, serious scenes every day to do. So what I appreciated in Ryan was that it was certainly not I think the day of our introduction was probably the nicest I was to Ryan. And I preferred to keep it that way, and that's the same method I used working with Jake Gyllenhaal in October Sky. It didn't call for a chummy atmosphere on the set, and that was fine with Ryan, and it was necessary for me. I think Ryan and I kind of work in similar ways. I think in many respects we're, at the moment of performance, we're intuitive. There was a lot of pacing by both Ryan and me in between scenes. That was a strong memory of mine. He'd be at one corner, I'd be at the other corner. But the atmosphere was appropriate, and it wasn't the most joyous or chummy, but it's what we needed to do the work.
How valuable to you was shooting at some of the real locations, especially perhaps the capture arrest location? That helped the performance?
Yeah, I mean, in a subtle way, but it was an extra big layer, you know. You're in this neighborhood, and you're retracing the steps of this guy, and you know, if you saw the film, where the car is parked, and I'm about to get in the car to drive off, that house behind the car, I can't remember her name, but she was such a cute lady, I guess in her 70s or so, and she had T-shirts printed up. Hansen was captured here. And she was very accommodating to the cast and crew. You know, and
did you get one?
I didn't. But, yeah, it was really, really gave you a sense of re-walking history. Yeah.
Chris, last question. Were there any specific anecdotes Eric O'Neill gave you about Hansen? Anything that you remember that might have made it into the movie or that helped you perform?
Yeah, I mean, he was saying, and we did incorporate it into the film, some people have different interpretations of it, but this scene where I'm walking and talking with O'Neill down the hall, and I sort of drive him into furniture or the wall or whatever, and Eric never knew, is this intentional, or is this another intimidating tactic? And I just didn't go that way. I went with, when this guy is involved, his gyro just gets off. His physical sense just goes an odd way. Eric would he would tell us of all the mind games that Hansen would play, and Hansen never kept that proper social distance. And he'd always come around the table to where Eric was working, and he'd just hang behind, you know, and on occasion touch him, you know. It was very creepy for Eric. And those instances, those close calls, when it was so close that Hansen might have, you know, discovered that Ryan was a setup to Shadow, Eric was a setup to Shadow Hansen. Yeah.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
How good of a shot are you?
Me?
Yeah.
You know, I think I didn't do too bad. We did go on the range. He let us pop off a few, and I think both Gary and I did pretty all right that day.
Yeah. Can I ask what you're working on now?
I'm not. I've had a real full year. I just finished two films, Kingdom and Married Life.
I know about Kingdom. Mm-hmm. That looks very interesting, actually.
Married Life is with Pierce Brosnan, Patricia Clarkson, and Rachel McAdam. And it's kind of a late 50s noir. Married, infidelity, attempted murder, noir piece.
Right on. And who directed that?
Ira Sachs. He did 40 Shades of Blue a couple of years ago with Rip Torn, about a country western producer or singer. 40 Shades of Blue. I think it was at the festivals and got some recognition. Yeah.